I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. Emmylou, the Grand Ole Opry, Music City, USA. That's Nashville, right? How about mosques and pita bread? That's also Nashville. You see, Nashville, Tennessee is playing a small role in Middle East politics as home to America's largest Kurdish community. The World's Monica Campbell went exploring in Nashville's Little Kurdistan.
First, meet one of my guides.
My name is Rimzia Suleiman.
She's 29 and a community organizer here. In the late 80s, her family fled Iraq's Kurdish region, escaping Saddam Hussein's genocide.
And we actually were on the run for several years. Actually, a church in Nashville sponsored our family and have been in Nashville since 91.
Suleiman and I are here off a long street on Nashville's southeast side, in front of what looks like a typical strip mall. But it's more than that.
This is actually considered Little Kurdistan, USA. You have the mosque here in the center, and to the right you have bakeries, shops, and markets.
The community's roots go back to the late 70s. That's when the first wave of Kurds started fleeing Iraq after an uprising against Saddam Hussein failed. The U.S. helped settle the refugees in Nashville. It was affordable. There were entry-level jobs. And then a big wave of Kurdish refugees arrived in the 90s, and more Kurds arrived to Nashville. Today, the city's Kurdish community is America's biggest, totaling about 13,000. When I visit, it's Friday, so I go to the mosque with Suleiman during afternoon prayer.
We'll actually go into the woman's side and for the remainder of the service.
While the imam delivers the sermon to the men in the other room, a flat-screen TV transmits his service to the women here while kids run around. After, there's catching up. People head out for food. A Kurdish man sells watermelons from the back of his truck. And Suleiman shows me around with one of her friends, Druth Kokoi. Her family is also Kurdish and fled war. They got to the U.S. as refugees in the late 90s. We all go to a market and head to a large bakery tucked away in the back. Kokoi has seen how the demand for a taste from home has grown here.
It was just one little small hot closet almost where you would go in and out just to get the bread.
Sabri Abdullah runs the place and is packing up bread in paper bags. He got here in 1993 and tells me about what he makes.
Kurdish bread is Arabic, pita bread, Barbary Irani, Samon.
In the bakery, there's a wall lined with ovens, including a tandoor, a large drum-shaped oven. Several workers are kneading dough into long flatbreads. A woman, who only speaks Kurdish, creates small mounds of dough. She then sticks the dough to the sides of the tandoor to bake and uses tongs to pull the bread just as it puffs up and gets soft. In the market next door, there's another tucked away spot in a tiny side room. It's where Ibrahim Tahir sells jewelry. It's pretty clear what's in demand. Gold for weddings, anniversaries. There's glittering necklaces, bracelets, and traditional huge gold belts with dangling coins.
It's also known as the WWF championship belt. And the coins also wrap around the waist.
As you can see, this is me shaking a little bit. This is the noise it would make.
This is 350 gram, and it's about $15,000.
Tahir, the shopkeeper, says some Kurds here still like buying gold. It feels safer than putting savings in a bank.
But the gold you can carry, you're going to need it one time in your life. So you better have it with you when you need it. You don't have a banking system back in Kurdistan or in Iraq. Even if you have them, you're not safe to put them in there.
And Kurds here in Nashville often debate whether to carry cash or gold when they make visits back home. Kurdistan is never far from the minds of these residents. Days after I leave Nashville, tensions rise in northern Iraq. I give Suleiman a call. It's all hitting home. She's already attended memorials in the community for loved ones, Peshmerga fighters who have been killed back home.
There's definitely mourning. I think our community is on the edge. We are concerned about the safety and security of all of our loved ones. But I think it's a little more difficult that we're so far away and we can't be there.
She's leading a call for volunteers in Nashville to help sort and pack donations for a humanitarian aid campaign. They're calling it All for Kurdistan. For the World, I'm Monica Campbell, Nashville.